Thinking of study abroad or just a summer away learning English? Concerned about your child's education or simply about their future? With all the latest on education and policies. This is Education Today, weekdays on newsplusradio.cn.
Hello and welcome to Education Today. I'm Mo Yong in Beijing. Joining me in the studio is Farah.
你好。
Hello. So first of all, about job market. Numbers of university students set to graduate in 2014 is 7.27 million. There has always been huge competitions in job market after graduation. So how to improve graduates' chances in job seeking? What are the hurdles? How to perform better in an interview?These has always been top topics in students' minds. I have talked with some of the students here in Beijing and they have some questions concerning finding jobs. Here is one of them.
I'm a student from Shanghai International Studies University and I'm now a master's student in Kent State University in US. And about finding a job after my graduation, I have some concerns such as I'm not quite sure like what kind of candidates, companies or institutions they want. Like, are there any like special requirements for people who are going to apply for the jobs there? And about like we always have a image of a kind of job in our mind, but we are not quite sure whether this is the reality. So that's why we got an internship in like many companies. And about the salaries is another concern because we should make sure that the salary can afford our like life cost in the city we are living at. And questions is about like what kind of candidates do you want?And how can we do to, you know, maximum our, like, values in our jobs?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Thank you. And that is one of our students' listener. Here joining us on the phone line is Robert Parkinson, CEO of RMG Selection, which is an international consultancy. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You're quite excited this morning.
So, as always.
Mm-hmm. So since our students has pointed out a question, are you ready to answer the question in the live show?
I will do my very best.
Mm-hmm. So I'll quickly repeat the questions. First of all, what kind of candidates do the companies want and how to maximum their value or in another way, how to do the self-advertisement?
Sure. Okay. Well, I've got a couple of points on that. Let me just go through them. I think, you know, if I may say, I think first of all, the questioner, my advice to the questioner would be to rethink the question and be much more specific. Let me try and illustrate that a little bit. You know, different companies in different business sectors will have different needs entirely. Now, the information I have is that she's a master's student in, I think, North America. It will depend very much what you're doing your master's degree in as to what companies want. Generally speaking, general characteristics for companies are people who have very positive work ethics, meaning a hard-working attitude. So if you like, what we don't want is people who turn up to job interviews and ask about salary and working hours and that sort of thing. You know, many Chinese, young Chinese friends that I know talk about your 20s being the period where you invest in your career. It isn't the time to talk about salary, because if you do well in your 20s, let me tell you this, you know, you'll be super well paid in your 30s and 40s. So we're looking at behaviors very much. And in a Western context, you know, if I compare China and the West, a lot of the Chinese HR people who quite honestly aren't very experienced will ask questions to candidates about specific areas of knowledge. You know, do you have this experience? Have you studied accounting, say? Do you understand about credit management or quantitative analysis, for example? Whereas actually, in fact, Western companies, and, you know, Western companies are still, you know, very prominent in China, what they're looking for is to hire people and keep them for the long term. So we're looking at much more at hiring people and looking at their values. In other words, what sort of people are they? What's important about this person? How do they treat other people? How do they deal with challenging situations? How do they deal with conflict? You know, those sorts of things. And I think just to answer the lady's question as a general summary, I think what companies are looking for is maturity. So emotional, you know, the term is emotional quotient, EQ, and it's emotional intelligence, emotional maturity, and you can gain this through, as I think she said, a lot of internships. And, you know, don't just do one or two internships. I know people who've done 10 plus. That really gives you a good view on the jobs market. Maturity, life experience, and even part-time jobs and that sort of thing are useful. Even if your parents have got buckets of money to send you to university overseas, that doesn't mean that you can't work part-time at the weekend to gain a bit of life experience. And, you know, one of the points that I would make to students studying overseas is that a lot of Chinese kids just spend time with other Chinese students, you know, in wherever they're studying. Get out and see the world. Meet other people. That's what I would say.
Thank you, Robert. There is another student listener from Nanjing University.
我来自南京大学，研究生读的是软件工程，但是本科读的是广告设计。
I'm from Nanjing University. I major in software engineering as a master degree student. My bachelor degree is in advertisement designing. I have two questions. First of all, I don't know what kind of job positions should I be looking at, and which fields of companies should I aim for. Secondly, could you give me some advice on job interviews?
So these are the two questions.
I think the lady who's got the IT experience, the one thing that most technical and IT people lack is language skills. So really get into a situation where you can boost your language skills, because companies don't just want one area of experience, they want the ability to communicate. So that would be my answer to the first point. The second thing has to do well at job interviews. Basic stuff, if you listen to our Career Builder series that we've done three of now that you can find via our website, there's lots of information on there. That's on China Radio International as well. But, you know, prepare for the interview, read up on the company. Don't just do a two-minute Baidu search. You know, spend a couple of hours reading the company's annual report, find out, think about the sorts of questions that you will no doubt be asked, think about the basic interview questions. Dress well, come with a folder, make sure your appearance is good, hair, makeup, and so on. And if you do that, what will happen is you will be better than other people. And, you know, an interview is just simply a competition, and the best person wins. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you, Robert. That is Robert Parkinson, CEO of RMG Selection and International Consultancy. So, dear students, you have any questions in seeking jobs, you can email us at newsplus@cri.com.cn. And the two students listener, I hope Robert's answer can help you a little bit. This is Education Today. I'm Moyo in Beijing.
And I'm Farah.
Thank you for listening.